June 19th, the Holy Apostle Jude. Saint Jude was one of the 12 apostles. He was the son of Joseph and Salome, and the brother of James, the brother of the Lord, with Salome, the daughter of Angia, the son of Verahina, the brother of Zacharias. Joseph the carpenter had 4 sons, James, Hosea, Simon, and Jude. This Jude is sometimes called Jude the brother of James, because of his more famous brother. St. Luke chapter 6 verse 16, Acts chapter 1 verse 14. St. Jude begins his epistle in this manner: Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James. St. Jude chapter 1 verse 1. Even though he could be called the brother of the Lord as much as James, he did not do this out of humility and shame, for in the beginning he did not believe Christ the Lord. When the elder Joseph, before his death, wanted to leave a portion of his estate to Jesus, as well as to his other children, all of them protested this, even Jude. Only James voluntarily set aside a share of his portion and intended it for Jesus. Jude is also called Levi and Thaddeus. There is another Thaddeus of the 70 apostles, August 21st, but this Thaddeus, or Jude, was one of the great apostles. Jude preached the gospel throughout Judea, Samaria, Galilee, Idumea, Syria, Arabia, Mesopotamia, and Armenia. In Edessa, the town of Abgar, he augmented the preaching of the other Thaddeus. When Jude preached throughout the regions around Ararat, he was captured by pagans, crucified on a cross, and killed by being shot through with arrows to eternally reign in the kingdom of Christ. Venerable Paisius the Great. Paisius was an Egyptian by birth and nationality. After a vision and a dream, his mother dedicated him to the service of God. As a young man, Paisius came to the Venerable Pambo, who received him as his disciple, and he was a co-disciple of Venerable John Colovos the Short, who wrote the biography of Paisius. To the joy of his spiritual father, Paisius exerted labor after labor and mortification after mortification. Many times the prophet Jeremiah, whom he especially loved and often read, appeared to him. Even the angels of God often appeared to him. Even the Lord Christ himself appeared to him. Peace be with you, my beloved chosen one, the Lord Christ said to him. By the great grace of God, Paisius possessed the special gift of abstaining from food. Often he did not taste bread for 15 days, more often for a week, and once, in the witness of St. John the Short, he went for 70 days without partaking of anything. He waged a great spiritual struggle with the spirits of evil, who appeared to him at times exactly as they are, and at times in the form of radiant angels. But the blessed servant of God did not permit himself to be deceived and fascinated. Paisius was famous throughout Egypt as a discerner and miracle worker. He took up habitation in eternity in the year 400 A.D. The Venerable Isidore of Pelusium translated the relics of Paisius to his monastery and honorably buried them. The holy martyr Zosimus. Zosimus was a Roman soldier during the reign of Emperor Trajan. He courageously confessed his faith in Christ the Lord, for which he endured cruel tortures. In the midst of his tortures, he heard a voice from heaven saying, "Be brave, Zosimus, and sign yourself with the cross. I am with you." Angels of God appeared to him in prison. After many tortures, Zosimus was beheaded in the year 116 A.D. Venerable John the Hermit, Anchorite. John lived a life of asceticism in the 6th century in the proximity of Jerusalem. Through his mortification he achieved a high degree of purity and power, so that even the wild beasts were submissive to him. John reposed in the Lord in extreme old age in the year 586 A.D. Hymn of Praise. Venerable Paisius the Great.
Paisius the Great, from the earliest age, behind him the doors of all desires he closed, the spirit to God lifted, to that the only desire, as all the great saints of old, wonderful Paisius, the monks ask, which virtue to God is more pleasing? That which is hidden, to them Paisius replied, and that which is expressed to God is not pleasing. When Paisias, by his life, glorified God, to him the glorified Lord Christ appeared. Peace be to you, chosen one, what do you wish? Tell me. According to your wish, it will be, ask and receive. When from the Lord these words he heard, Paisias gave himself over to weeping as a child. O gentle Lord, a man of great sin am I, and that which is made known to God is not pleasing. And because of my many sins, very inconsolable am I. According to your mercy, forgive me my sins. All that I have sinned, O God, from early youth, and for future times, grant me strength, that from new sins the yoke I do not burden, that to the end of my life your will I do, with greater love for you to burn. The Lord this prudent desire fulfilled for him, and to his saint granted a blessing.
Reflection. The monks once inquired of Paisias the Great, Father, speak to us a word of salvation, and how, according to God, we should live. The elder replied to them, Go and keep the commandments of God and preserve the traditions of the fathers. The tradition of the fathers is the experience of the saints in the spiritual field, the enormous experience of nearly 2,000 years, the experience of many hundreds and thousands of holy men and women. What a very rich depository of wisdom! What kind of an immense mass of proofs of every truth of Holy Scripture! All of that wealth, all of that wisdom, all of those proofs, all of this experience the Protestants have rejected. O madness inexpressible! O the poverty of beggars! Contemplation. To contemplate the miraculous healing of the two blind men. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside heard that Jesus was passing by, and cried out, saying, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. St. Matthew chapter 20, verse 30. How the two blind men cried out to the Lord, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. How the merciful Lord touched their eyes, and they saw. How I also am blinded by sin. And how even I can see if I cry out to the Lord to touch me. Homily about revenge and the avenger. Say not, I will repay evil. Trust in the Lord, and he will help you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 22. Do not be vengeful. Do not return evil for evil. The evil from your neighbor is sufficient. If you return evil for evil to him, you will double the evil in the world. If you do not return evil for evil to him, he can still burn out his evil through repentance. Thus you will reduce evil in the world through patience and forgiveness. Do not be vengeful, do not return evil for evil, but wait on the Lord. He sees and remembers, and, in your time, even you and your evildoer will know that God sees and remembers. You ask yourself, What have I done in that I have not returned evil for evil? You have done the wisest deed that you could do in the given situation, i.e., you have relinquished your struggle to the one stronger than yourself, and the stronger will victoriously fight for you. If you enter into battle with the evildoer, you might be defeated, but God cannot be defeated. Therefore, relinquish your struggle to the victorious and undefeated one, and patiently wait. Learn from a small child. If someone attacks a child in the presence of his parents, the child does not return the attack by attacking, but rather looks at his parents and cries. The child knows that his parents will protect him. How is it that you do not know what a little child knows? Your heavenly parent is constantly beside you. That is why, do not be vengeful, do not return evil for evil, rather look at your parent and cry. Only in this way will you guarantee victory for yourself in conflict with evil men. O Almighty Lord, who said, Vengeance is mine, Romans chapter 12, verse 19, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. Protect us from the unrighteous ones by your almighty hand, and restrain us from vengeance. Counsel us by your Holy Spirit that the greater heroism is to endure rather than to avenge. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.